Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we're here to do healings with everyone. The Light Ship comes here once every 2,000 years to do the ascension process throughout the universe. And just for us here, it's here to help us do healings, to get us more with our spirit and our body, so we can take our body with us, if we choose to a much better place. So here we are. We're going to be doing healings tonight. And I'll just do an empathy release right now for people. And Sylvia is talking about her healing today of the release of spells and curses. So she says she's feeling wonderful, looks like, on the fast chat here. So here we go. We're going to take away entities. And these are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And releasing it right now. There we go. Releasing. And Rob wants his healing too of that. It really changes your life when you get these energies off of you from people, in a sense, that have done things to you throughout your lifetime that you don't even know about. So here we go. Working with entities that are working attached to your feet. Moving up to your ankles and knees and waist right now. Next, we'll take them away from the center part of your body. There we go, and body organs. And most people who feel the energies will actually maybe feel a warmth in your body. And this warmth is very nice because it means that you're having some type of healing being done. Next, we're going into your shoulders and arms, and neck and head. There we go. Okay, we're going to bring back more of your spirit to you. So again, like I say, just sit back and relax and just kind of do a sampling of how your body energy is feeling. And we're going to bring you more into your body. And when that happens, you normally get a little heavier. You feel a little more dense. When you're out of your body, you're very, very, very light. So here we come, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to do your chakra alignment for you. I'm going to go to your heart center first and reposition that. There we go. And now we're going up to your throat chakra. And now to your third eye. Okay. And going down now to your power chakra. Second chakra. And first chakra. We're going to do an opening now if you like. We can go body width for you for more energy inside of you. This connects more of your spirit energy so that you're able to have a better healing. So here goes. So the volume is quite low on fast chat here. So if anybody at BBS is listening, if you could maybe turn up the volume a little bit, that'd be wonderful. Maybe somebody could do a phone call in also and let them know. Okay, that would be great. Here we go. Chakra, heart center. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And now third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down below the heart, power center. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. And that feels pretty good to me. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So again, think of your forehead as being your awakening consciousness, your thoughts that you have daily, the voice inside of your head. We're going to drop this down to your heart center. And you should have your thoughts coming from there. It's quite a neat experience when you finally have that done and you actually connect and you start thinking. And and you're used to having the thoughts, like, in a sense, having your ears hear that in your head, and all of a sudden now it's somewhere else in your body. It's quite amazing. So again, think of an elevator, 10th floor being your forehead, and first floor being your heart, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And a few more times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. That feels pretty good to me. Put some music on. Connect with your own spirit. Ask for guidance. This is what you call going within, being heart-centered. Okay, next we're going to energize the light beam. So if you don't know where it is, go to the home page and, you know, naturally be there and scroll down. Go to station one first, I mean. Scroll down and go to Monday at 4 o'clock. You go Sunday, Monday, and so forth. And from there, click on Creation Light Shift Healing. And then scroll down a little further. Maybe inch or so on the scroll bar, and you're going to see the light beam there. It's very easy to find. And we're going to energize her right now for everyone. Here we go. So just watch the picture change now. You're going to see the color rays around her forehead change a little bit. You're going to find that her face becomes more three-dimensional. And you may actually see her smile at you and have more white light coming out of her eyes. And these are all heart-centered energies that you're going to be sensing. So we're activating her right now for you. And just kind of watch the picture, and you might even blink your eyes a little bit to watch the change. And you may actually feel the energy in your room also do a transformation. Okay, that feels really nice to me. What we're going to do is bring in Mother Mary and also through this light beam here. So here comes Mother Mary. And she'll come into your room. She'll sometimes bring the essence of maybe flowers or roses. You might be able to smell that. There we go. Coming in really nice. And again, I'll just put some music on. You can request healing. That's what most people just like to do. Because this healing energy is with you right now from the light ship. Remember, they only work in the now, so you want to request your healings maybe every 20 seconds or so. Because they always see you being in divine perfection. Sample healings from the light ship here. And the sample healings are for you to understand that you might need them. And it also can release some of the maybe tension, trauma out of your life also. So we're first going to do a emotional healing. And I'm going to go back the last 5 days. So I'm going to go this point in time. Going back one day. In fact, I'll go from 5 on down. So here we go. 5 days previous to now. 6th chakra cleared. 5th cleared. 4th cleared. 3rd cleared. 2nd cleared. 1st cleared. 4 days ago. 6th cleared. 5th cleared. 4th cleared. 3rd cleared. 2nd cleared. 1st cleared. 3 days. 6th cleared. 5th cleared. 4th cleared. 3rd cleared. 2nd cleared. 1st cleared. 2 days. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th cleared, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared, 1 day. 6th clear, 5th clear, 4th cleared, 3rd clear, 2nd clear, 1st cleared, and 2 day. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd clear, 1st cleared. And we'll do the same process here. Sylvia just had a healing, which I mentioned earlier, about real negative things. Which are like spells and curses and hexes that she had throughout her life, and the light ship took these away from her. And her energy is always with us unless we get rid of it. And the light ship is very thorough at doing this because they have the complete database of who you are. So just to try something here for yourself, We're going to do the same thing. We're going to go back 5 days, and this will see if anybody has actually, remember, we're in mind control here, okay? Battle of the mind. So we'll just see if anybody has thought a negative thought about you. And this is the same thing. Same thing as a spell or a curse when somebody projects their thought to you. This is why the mind energy is not good, why the light ship never created it, and why somehow we're not being taught not to do these things. So here we go. And this is actually New Age metaphysics. This is all mind control, because this is what they teach people, how to put a thought out to control your life, to make it better for yourself. And then naturally, someone else is losing normally because of that. Battle of the mind. So here we go. 5 days ago. This is for spells. So 6th chakra cleared. 5th cleared. 4th cleared. 3rd cleared. 2nd cleared. And 1st cleared. This is all negative things that were projected to you by somebody. 6th cleared. 5th cleared. 4th cleared. 3rd cleared. 2nd cleared. And 1st cleared. 3 days ago. 6th cleared. 5th cleared. 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 2 days ago, 6th cleared. This feels very intense to me. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1 day ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. I'd like you all just to get up and maybe just walk a little bit. Walk maybe 10 steps. Maybe shake your body, stretch, bend over. And just see how your body is feeling. It's very important to actually sample healings. And you may find maybe something has left you. If you have... You might come on the fast chat and comment on it. If you don't know how to go to the fast chat, just go to the top of my screen here, underneath where the time and days are. It'll say BBS Fast Chat. It's above the little Listen Live button. And just click on that, and a screen will come up for you. And just write down maybe what you sensed or felt just from this healing. I'm going to do another clearing here. I'm going to do a parallel life clearing. This again is the negative side, the dark side that's controlling us here, bringing us into realities that they created. And we think that we have to go in them with our spirit. So unfortunately, this is not divine energy of having parallel lives. We're not a real multidimensional being. We're just strictly a spirit out there experiencing the universe, and we only have one life in the now. You don't have multiple lifetimes. That's a New Age metaphysics illusion that they're telling you this here. It's just part of the dark side. You start wondering why things happen to us, and so they invent ways to tell us how nice it is and why we're having our situations here. So it's a good reasoning process for them, but it's not correct. Here we go. Parallel lives. We'll release you out of 10 of these right now. And just see how this works for you. We can have definitely hundreds and hundreds of these. It just depends how much the dark side likes you, I guess. So here we go. So first year, number 10, released. 9, released. 8, released. 7, released. 6, released. 5th released, 4th released, 3rd released, 2nd released, and 1st released. And again, just see how your body's responding. You might feel lighter, you might feel more energized. You know, normally I have people look at a physical problem that they're dealing with and just see if that's improved somewhat. I'll do another sample healing for everyone. And I'm getting to do the sensory body. So this is how you kind of view life here through your senses. So Some people get really overloaded with the energy, and they have a hard time functioning. So this is going to help you with this here. We're going to go back 5 days here. So just think of a situation that maybe you dealt with in the last 5 days. Maybe you got overloaded with maybe paying bills, or maybe you're in a shopping mall and there's too many people around during the weekend. All of these have an effect on you. Maybe people attacked you verbally or something, and that went into, you know, your senses too. So here we go. Sensory body, 5 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And then naturally today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, what else can we do next here? I'll do a pain body for those of you who might have pain right now or who have had pain in the past. And again, we'll go back 5 days here. Same process. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And then naturally today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. And again, you might want to just kind of move your body a little bit and see how you feel. Let's see what we have on Fast Chat here. One lady said she felt her mom's energies of hate leave her in her heart center, or maybe even the physical heart. Another one is person feels lighter. They yawned a lot. That's very nice. And let's see what else is on here. Let's see here. Okay, they want us. One question is good. This is great. We'll put you in the present moment here. So what we're going to do is, some people live in the past, other people live in the future, and you should be in the present moment to have all of your energy. And here we go. So if you're in the future, we're going to bring you back. So we'll go back maybe a couple of months here. So I'll go back 1 month, 2 months back, and 1 month in today here. Here we go. Bringing you back, I'll do the chakras here. So, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now if you notice that if you're in the future, you're going to see that you're not as far out, okay? You're only 1 month back right now. Okay, so we're going back another month, 1 month ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. It's kind of like having a zoom lens here. Now you're coming closer. And now in reverse, and now we're coming back from 1 month to right now in the present moment. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. Now you should be right on in this present moment, and you may feel your energy system become a little bit tighter, maybe a little more snug in your body. Next, we're going to do the same process for those people who are in the past, and go back 2 months to 1 month. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going from 1 month, from 2 months, I brought you back to 2 months. Now 1 month, sixth cleared, getting confused here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we're going from 1 month to this one here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now you're in the present moment. So both people who live in the past and in the future, and you can also be both places at once. You know, you may be kind of scattered one way, and from being in the past, and in the future might be another reality. So you can be both types of situations at one time. That gets kind of mind-boggling. Wade commented here that his health is much better within a few minutes. Wonderful, Wade. And I'll just comment on the healings that that we do here. The first thing that I tell people, if they're going to work with me, number one, you want to have your emotional healing. And that allows you to be able to have your spirit cleansed of all the emotional trauma. So what happens is, for people that don't know about clearing out their emotions, and we'll just say that a person passes on, at that point your spirit is full of all the densities, and in a sense it has like a recorded history of the whole lifetime that the person lived. And the spirit then has to go through and clean that out. And I would imagine there are other spirits out there that can help with this here, but mainly it's up to you to do that, and that could take 50 years to do. This is what you may call a past life review, in a sense. Your spirit's going through this on the other side before it incarnates. So it has to release all the traumas in order to come back here in its totality. And then at that point, you reincarnate over again after your spirit typically is cleared. That isn't always 100% true, but mainly this is what typically happens. What this clearing does is it instantaneously, which I mean within probably a half an hour to an hour during the clearing, it clears your spirit out totally. So what happens, this allows you to have more spiritual energy for healing. This is why your spirit's with you, to heal the body. The next thing that the healing does, it clears away the emotional traumas from the emotional body. And I'll do a sample of that real quick with everybody. We already did an emotional clearing, but I'll do a special healing here, which will let you feel your emotional body. And so once the emotional body is healed, now all of a sudden all your gunk, people say sometimes that the person looks really dense when you look at them, or you can feel, sense the traumas in their life as you look at somebody, and you don't want to walk too close so it doesn't rub off on you, in a sense. Well, that's because they're carrying all this crap, and the emotional body does that. And then the third thing that happens, so that gets cleared off. Now, the emotional body, because it's so very powerful, also imprints not only on your spirit, but in your physical body. And this causes our illnesses. So your poor physical body here is here carrying these dense energies. It's like getting suffocated by judgment, which is what the emotions are. And eventually we create an illness. And the illness is caused from the emotional body in this lifetime, and also from our past ancestral genetic beliefs. So both of these are very good clearings that I do. I do a sensory clearing to get rid of that also. What I want you to do now is just sit back and relax. And you're now going to feel, I'm going to release the emotional body from you. The emotional body somehow always comes back, but it will be out of you for about 2 minutes. And that's what we're going to do now. I'll just hold this space here if we can. So I'm going to count to 10 and release his emotional body from you. And it's quite an experience. Women just love this because they run in emotions all the time. And once it's out of you, you go, man, why do I have this thing? Men don't always understand what it is, but they will feel some relief. So here we go. Remember, women are a lot more sensitive than men are. Here we go. It's going to come out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're trying to get it out of most of you here. They don't always want to come out, okay? Here we come. I'll do it again here. Releasing some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And a little more is coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Your emotional body is released from you. It's on the outside of your body. And we're going to hold this space here for you. So you're going to be able to see what it's like to be without this emotional trauma. And right now it's released. I'll put some music on so you can just kind of sit back and relax. Take a deep breath. And you can kind of feel, if you wish, the negative effects of this body and what it'll do to you if it's not cleared. This is what this healing does that I do, is the emotional clearing. So you can feel this way afterwards. Some of you coming back in again, I'm going to take you right out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, now you're out again. Yeah, thank you for the comment, Linda. It says, I can see clear, my range of vision increased after emotional body got out. That's very, very nice. And then, yes, don't bring it back in, you know, so to speak. So, yeah, it'll come in by itself, believe me. It loves you a lot. So if you did feel a difference there, you do need an emotional clearing. Everybody needs it, but that's how you would feel. You'd feel relief from all of this tension and yuck that you've been dealing with, because it's all around you. I'm going to do the same process here for people who are really, really mental. We're going to do a mental body the same way. Remember, your mental body should be in your heart, but typically we don't stay in the heart very long. So we're going to take out your mental body. And typically, you know, they say women are emotional, men are mental, you know. And that's probably more the case, you know, but basically we both deal with both bodies. So here comes your mental body out. This will be another experience for you. And I'm sure your emotional body came fleeing back in again. If you felt denser and heavier than right now, and you feel like you're in lower frequencies, that's the reason, because your emotional body wanted to come back in. We'll do the same process with your mental body, release that from you. So those of you who are in your head a lot, you should have some wonderful relief. Here we go, coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Again, I'll put some music on, and you can kind of just see how you feel. We have more mental clarity right now. You might feel like your body can relax. Everybody has their own experience. Right now, my eyes are much brighter. I can see clearer, put it that way. Body creeping in. Let's get it out again here for you. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go. To comment on the fast chat again, you could do so. This is how it would feel if your mental body was also cleared from the traumas that I do here. I'll do one other one. This may or may not relate to you either. What I mean is that is we're going to do a pain body. And so you may not be in any physical pain this moment, but if you had pain in the past, remember, it's still with you. Remember, the past of your life is always with you unless you change the energy. So we're going to take out your pain body. This is one of the 108 bodies also that works with you in your physical awareness, we'll say, one of your spiritual holograms. So here comes the pain body, and this would be very interesting. I'd like to see the fast chat on this one here, because you may all feel perfect right now, but just see how your body feels. Here we go. Pain body is coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, these are just being stored next to you. They will never get lost. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There, that pain body is released from you. And just see, take a note on how your body feels. You might want to walk around even. And hope that you can join the fast chat and comment on this one. To creep back in, so let's get it out again here. There we go. Coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this will give your spirit a reprieve here and tell your body how it is to be, you know, more in spirit, and that it can hold wellness if these bodies are cleared. Don't always know what we don't know. Body clearing. We'll take out your trauma body. This can mean many things to different people. Had some nice comments. One from White, it says, wow, I've been in pain for the last 2 years. Okay. And this is amazing. Right now, the pain, I guess, is almost gone. My screen kind of blinked off and on here on the fast chat. Lower back pain disappeared from Sandra. So, yeah, this is what these bodies do as they're being cleared and cleansed. So I'm going to do a trauma body. And, again, we'll take it out of you. And we'll just see how this works for you. what you're feeling is actually how it is to be in pure spirit, in a sense, in your body. And all these energy blockages now that you can see that are around you kind of impregnate the physical body and cause it problems. Our poor physical body has to deal with a lot of stuff. So here comes your trauma body coming out again. And we'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Boy, that one doesn't want to come out at all. It's really stiff. So here we go. A little more energy that way. 1, 2, 3. Now it's coming out. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here it said her shoulder pain disappeared after 15 years. So that's wonderful. Here we go. This is your trauma body. You're all going to have your own experience on how it feels. And this is the only way we can understand what we're working with in our physical body. We just think that that's all that it is. And there's so many invisible bodies that affect it and also, you know, you and your consciousness. The same song again. Hope you don't get tired of it, but it's very peaceful. We had people before asking about relationship healings, so we're going to kind of change it somewhat here. So we're going to take the imprinting that relationships have caused in us momentarily, and whatever bodies these energies are in, we're going to take them away. So we'll do this for a couple of minutes, and just see how it feels to, in a sense, be out of relationship, I guess, and or what it has imprinted on you as far as your consciousness and senses and feelings. So here we go. Relationships, so releasing the energy from these bodies, whatever that would be. So coming out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll put a different song on this time. And here we go. Just sit back and relax and just see how you feel. If you have maybe a better, maybe more consciousness, open mind, maybe you feel better about yourself. Maybe some of your anger has left you. Whatever you're dealing with in a situation, you should feel better now. Relationship. Remember, you should be in neutrality all the time. This is the whole thing, is to be in non-judgment and be in discernment naturally. body is like a computer, and it stores energy anywhere in it, according to these issues, and these invisible bodies, just imprint onto your physical body. So if you do feel something happening to you, and it feels positive, then that's just an indication that you may, consider having this clearing that I'm doing for you in its entirety throughout your whole lifetime. I'm going to do one other one here. This kind of relates to relationships, too. We're going to do a clearing on the thoughts that your mother imprinted upon you before you were born. So we'll just see how that works for you. I do another clearing for this also. Here we go. Taking this these thoughts out of the energy bodies. This is your mother's consciousness out of you momentarily. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, take a note here of how you feel. Getting to the end of the show here. So if you did feel a change, you may want to have the clearings to help yourself out. And what I can say is don't allow the mind control and the implants that are in you to prevent yourself from having these clearings. Now that happens to a lot of people. They'll feel it and go, oh, this is so great. And all of a sudden, because you want to move forward in a positive direction in your life, these implants go off, which does not want you to do these, or entities come in. And then all of a sudden, half an hour later, you forgot about what actually happened to you in the previous hour. So take full consciousness now. The light beam is activated on your monitor screen. And definitely use her and ask her for some healing, because these energies are very strong right now in your room. And hopefully you've had a wonderful experience tonight. And I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our next show is on Wednesday. And tomorrow is a very special time. We're doing a show, not really necessarily a show, but it'll be on the phone line if you wish to call in. And the phone number, if you want to write this down, it starts at 5:30 my time, Pacific Standard Time. And it'll be basically a Creation Lightship question and answer time. You're going to ask me questions, but I think more so we'll just have people also sharing their wonderful experiences from healing and what they've seen on the light ship. This would be very informative for all of you. So the phone number to call in on is 646-519-5800, and then they'll prompt you with a PIN number, And that number is 5303. And I'll type this into the fast chat here so you can get it if you don't have a pen handy. So that's tomorrow at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and hope to have all of you on this call here. So see you all later. Have a wonderful evening, and blessings to all of you.